Snow White. In a beautiful country, there lived a king and a queen. They had a little princess. Her skin was as white as snow, her lips were as red as a cherry, and her hair was as dark as ebony. She was called Snow White. The family lived a happy life, but before long, the queen died. The king married another woman. She was beautiful, but proud and arrogant. She couldn't bear anyone being more beautiful than her. She was a witch and had a magic mirror. "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who in the land is the fairest of all?" she would often ask. "You, my queen, are the fairest of all," the mirror answered. Hearing this, the queen felt satisfied and roared with laughter. As Snow White grew up, she became more and more beautiful. Everyone liked her except the queen. One day, the queen asked the mirror as usual, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who in the land is the fairest of all?" "You, my queen, are fair, but Snow White is much fairer than you." Hearing this, the queen felt very angry. The queen ordered her guard to kill Snow White secretly. The guard found Snow White in the forest. She was binding up a wound for a little bunny. The guard couldn't bear to kill her. "Run away as far as you can and never let the queen find you," he said. Snow White ran into the forest. She wandered aimlessly until she came to a small house. The house was unlocked and no one was in. There were 7 tiny beds and a little table with 7 little plates and cups. The bread was hardly enough for one bite, and the drink was hardly enough for one sip. Snow White was hungry and tired, so she ate some bread, drank some juice, and fell asleep on the bed. The owners of the house came back at midnight. They were 7 dwarfs. They all liked Snow White at the first sight of her. The next day, when Snow White woke up, the 7 dwarfs prepared her breakfast and a bunch of pink roses. Snow White told them her story. The 7 dwarfs invited her to stay with them. In the daytime, they went out to work while Snow White did the housework at home. The magic mirror told the queen that Snow White was still alive and living with the 7 dwarfs. The queen disguised herself as a peddler and came to the dwarf's house.
"Would you like this red ribbon?" she said to Snow White. "Let me put it on for you."
Snow White was happy to try it on, but with the ribbon, the queen seized Snow White by her throat. Poor Snow White fainted and she fell down. At night, the dwarves came back. They were terrified to see Snow White lying on the ground. They rushed to cut off the ribbon. Snow White came round slowly. The queen went back and asked the magic mirror,
"Mirror, mirror on the wall, who in the land is the fairest of all?"
"Snow White is still the fairest one."
Hearing this, the queen was even angrier. The next day, the queen disguised herself as a comb seller. She came to the house of the 7 dwarves with a basket of poisonous combs.
"I will have nothing to eat if nobody buys my combs," she said to Snow White. "Come and see my combs, please."
Snow White took one comb. It was very beautiful. She couldn't help combing her hair. As soon as the comb was put in her hair, the poison began to work. Snow White fell down unconscious. At night, when the dwarfs came home, they saw Snow White lying on the ground with a comb in her hair. They took out the comb, and finally she woke up. The queen went back to the palace happily. "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who in the land is the fairest of all?" the queen asked. "Snow White," the mirror replied. "I must get rid of her," the queen roared. She made an apple that was poisoned on one side. Another day, Snow White was picking mushrooms in the forest. The queen disguised herself as a countrywoman and came to her. She gave her the apple. Snow White refused because she dared not eat anything from a stranger. "Are you afraid of poison?" the queen said. "Look, I will take a bite first." The queen bit the half without poison. Snow White ate the other half. Immediately, she fell to the ground and lost her sense. This time, the queen heard the answer she wanted from the mirror. "You are the fairest in the land." On the dwarf's way home, they saw Snow White, but no matter how hard they tried, they couldn't bring her to life. But no matter how hard they tried, they couldn't bring her back to life. The dwarfs were very sad. They couldn't bear to bury her underground. So they put Snow White in a glass coffin. Animals also came and mourned for her. Snow White lay inside the coffin for a long time. Then one sunny morning, a prince came by. He saw Snow White and fell in love with her. He wanted to take her back home. When his servants were carrying the glass coffin, it hit a tree. The poisonous apple was knocked out from Snow White's throat, and she gradually woke up. The prince asked Snow White to marry him, and she agreed. A lot of people were invited to their wedding, including the queen. When the queen saw Snow White was the bride, she was driven mad at once. Nobody disturbed Snow White's life anymore. She and the prince lived happily ever after.